Someone who has been re-elected now for the third time, Ray Wallace, as Hutt City Mayor. He was one of five candidates and finished on just over 18,000 votes, with the next closest candidate finishing with 1,800, which has given Ray a massive majority once again. I dare say probably the highest majority in the country. So what are his plans and priorities for the next 3 years? Ray Wallace joins me. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, Tim.
It is the biggest majority in the country?
Oh, I think Phil Goff probably has that majority. But,
maybe, yeah.
it's certainly probably percentage-wise probably the biggest majority. We had that last time as well, and we're very pleased and, you know, continue to be working hard for Lower Hutt.
Why do you think you keep getting re-elected?
Oh, look, it's not just a six-week election campaign, and I think that shows, because certainly this election campaign, I really haven't had too much time to get out and campaign. I've had a few signs up, but, you know, as an incumbent, you've still got the role of being mayor, and I've certainly been the mayor, but I think over the last 3 years, the council has worked extremely well. We've had some big projects and big work to undertake, and in the main, the council has worked closely together as a united team, and I think that's shown with the results, and I think people have seen that.
So where do you think Lower Hutt is placed at the moment, and what are your focus areas going to be for the next 3 years?
I think, Tim, very much continuing with the rejuvenation of the city. When I came in 2010, the council had worked very, very hard on keeping debt down and focusing on getting the debt down. But, of course, the city itself was starting to go backwards. So we had started then a program of rejuvenation. We've got a lot of our community facilities now really up to scratch. The new Walter Nash Centre in Taita, fantastic regional facility, but also local facility. The new Avalon Park, soon to be revamped historic town hall, and a brand new event centre. We're just about completing the new hydrotherapy pool and learn to swim at Hooia. We've got Fraser Park Sports Complex, the Walter Nash Park and Stokes Valley Hub. So, you know, we have done a major program of revitalisation. The community are right behind us on that. And so we're going to continue with that. But one of the first things we need to get in order is the central city flood protection, because the city still remains very much at risk with climate change and the bad weather we have. Our central city is prone and potentially at real risk if there was a breach in our stock bank. So we'll be working very closely with our colleagues at Regional Council. That has to be a priority in the next 12 months.
Okay. Also, in terms of merging, I spoke to Mike Tana, who's of course been elected the new mayor of Porirua, about his idea on merging Porirua and Wellington City. And he's just going to, you know, see effectively what voters want. Now, you, of course, Ray, were one of the most anti-super council mayors in the region, very, very vocal about it.
Absolutely.
On the agenda for the next 3 years, this speculation about whether the Hutt Valley councils will merge, are you expecting that to go anywhere?
Well, I think, you know, that's really a discussion with the Local Government Commission. They got a resounding pushback from the community because it was quite clear in this region people didn't want a super city. And you're right, Lower Hutt led the charge against that, and that was because the people didn't want it. So I think one of the big questions first off that would have to be asked is there a reason for it, and do the community support it? In Lower Hutt, I think we're probably a little bit more relaxed that we could see some benefit, but I'm not so sure in Upper Hutt that that's the case. And unless you're prepared to take the community with you, why do you want to buy into that fight? We already have probably the best relationship of all the councils in the region with Upper Hutt. We have the most shared services, but we are still very uniquely two distinct cities. And, you know, if you talk to people, particularly as I have in Upper Hutt, I mean, Wayne and I have a great relationship. We work really well together. I would have to say we'd only support that if we saw that push coming from the community. And I don't think that's there at the moment, Tim.